Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
Man, what a couple of weeks. I mean, I keep trying to think about where do I even want to start tonight? Where do I even want to start? But we've got a great show lined up. We've got Josh Chameleon, Students for Trump, and what a night last night. But we have to laugh a little bit because I know a lot of us, particularly me, woke up today and said, really? The spread and the numbers, and the results in Wisconsin? But before we get to all of that, because I'm about ready to just take the entire RNC and just ship them all to another country because they're just the criminal. It's so insane. It's to the point where you ask yourself how much crazier it can be. But before I bring on Josh for a second here. Here's the thing, and if you haven't heard me talk about this before, you know, there is a fix to Cruz and his sexual dalliances. You know, I don't know if you've listened. Okay, so if you're new listening to the show tonight, okay, I'll back this up a little bit when you kind of go, what? Who is this person? What direction is she coming at us? So I am Bella D'Angelo. I started this show coming up on 6 years ago from the oil field in North Dakota. So if you hear me talk about the oil field, that's where I came from, and that's what built the show. My desire and passion to get involved stemmed from my fear that we would forever be chained to the far-reaching corrupt government machine. I did not believe that this country would wake up, so I wanted to do my part in making this country wake up. However, I was a young pup. And I still had belief and hope in the RNC. I still had hope and belief in some political figures that could come forward and actually make a change. But the insanity and the madness of what's going on now is just too, you know, it's to the point where you just say, if we don't fight, we stand to lose it forever. But Josh, before you bring you on, I want to make you laugh at this one because, I had a fix for Slick Willie. In his, his perverted attacks on women. I always said, well, first of all, Pelosi, which I call a he-she, I used to say this in the oil field, even the horniest roughneck would take bestiality over Pelosi, okay? They just will. It's a fact. So then I came up with a plan of how to fix Slick Willie, and his perversion against women is, well, you just strap them down, give them an extra dose of Viagra, and then send Hillary and Pelosi at them with a video camera to capture it all, so that if he ever even thinks twice that you threaten to play the film for him, well, we do this to Cruz. Now, if this all sounds crude to you, it better make you laugh a little bit, but it also better make you wake up and start realizing just how insane and out of control this whole, I mean everybody involved in this and the level to which they will try, and it appears they may actually be gaining ground in stopping what is the biggest revolution that we're having in this country right now. But if the RNC does what they are trying to accomplish, we may forever be a democratically held country. And as I watched these films earlier today, Josh, talking about showing the way that they can manipulate the voting machines, and this woman that was brought in to be shown this, she started to cry. And the most heart-wrenching part to listen was as she was crying, she said, "Why is this country acting as if it's America, but we're not America anymore?" And that is why it is so important to pay attention. And I said this to a bunch of people last night when I was watching the results coming in from the Wisconsin primary. And I said, you know what? I blame Hannity and Newt as well for not calling Cruz out for the establishment. Why they keep calling him an insurgent, and those that back Cruz, what in the world is wrong with them? How they can't see if Bush, Romney, Carly Fiorini, all the rest of Madison backing them, how they don't see it as establishment. And Josh, you might have a hard time keeping me focused, keeping me from just completely blowing up the speakers and maybe making your mom really stare at you and say, "You've got to stop her from talking that way tonight." But literally, I mean, I'm one per. Here's the thing. I started this radio show because I had a belief that if enough of us woke up, if enough of us started paying attention, if enough of us started voting, that we could take this country back from the establishment. So I had this great idea. I was going to run around and tell every single person that they had to make a difference, that their voice mattered and their vote counted, right? So I go running around, and before I ever even have name recognition, before I even have a branding, before I'm ever known throughout the whole world, basically, I'm running around with Post-it notes. I got the idea from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said to run around with Post-it notes and tell people to make a difference. Well, I was putting my website, which my website is Bella, BellaDanGelo.com. So I ran around telling everybody. And then when I got to the oil field, I got contacted by somebody who got me on my own radio show, taught me how to do it. Well, I built this radio show one person, one listener at a time, by running around just simply giving my business card out. Because I really believed that there was still hope for, by the people, for the people, to vote, to then get the person in the office to eventually turn around and stop all this madness, right? So I believed even in Romney. And I've been fighting so hard, so fiercely, that when Romney lost and Barry got second term, 90% of the oil field was so worried about me, they were calling to find out if I jumped off anything or if I was going to actually get back on the radio. So I continued on with the radio, but I added a lot of humor. I added a ton of humor because I realized we'd become so disenfranchised, we didn't believe a real leader was going to come forward, someone that wasn't bought, someone that wasn't owned by the lobbyists, someone that was outside of the establishment, someone that could actually come in and do the job that needed to be done, which was basically, as I used to say, level all of them in office. Take a bulldozer, start all over. Well, it got to the point in the oil field that nobody wanted to watch Fox, and everybody wanted to listen to me laugh, make jokes, entertain them. And that's how the show started. But then I really wanted to go after those that were completely disenfranchised, those that didn't want to listen, those that I wanted to get to the millennium. Because everybody said to me, they don't pay attention. They don't know anything. I believe differently. I have a lot of faith and belief in our young, in our millennials. But I also defend them because there isn't a show for them where they want to tune in, where they want to listen, where they can relate, where they can call in and not be afraid of being leveled for perhaps not fully knowing or understanding or being eloquent or educated. And I say all the time, what are the conservatives doing to get their ear and to entertain them? I mean, we're a soundbite society. So I knew I was breaking ground when I got the 18-year-old roughneck to tune in and listen. It's the Hello Kitty show. If you haven't listened to it, it's the highest listened to show yet. But now I'm back in Minneapolis. So Cruz plummets back in January, and I run down to Texas to work. Crude plummets again in March. I run down to Oklahoma. Finally, by August, I realize that it's going to stay down for quite some time. So I've got to assimilate back into civilization. And I came back to Minneapolis because this is where supposedly I'm from. But when a 17-year-old argues with you at the gym and tells you, "I can't believe you're from here because you're so far right wing," for God's sake, Minneapolis, Minnesota voted for Rubio. I mean, I always say this, I diligently have to wear the duct tape around my wrist to remind me what I can and cannot say, or I will end up in the back seat calling for bail money. And Josh, you're probably going to have to run the show for a while till I get myself out of the legal mess if I don't watch it.
We better hope that doesn't happen.
I got faith in you, Chief. I know you can do it. But no, so, I mean, people went, my buddies in the oil field went at great length saying, now when you go back, these are all the things you can and cannot do. Because you've got to remember something. I was in the greatest place in the world in the oil field. And I went there because 6 years ago, the recession hit in Minneapolis. And I reinvented myself and went out into the oil field and had more fun than is criminally allowed. They built this radio show. But can you imagine a place where political correctness doesn't exist? I mean, doesn't exist. You can say exactly what is on your mind. You are embraced for your forward, direct, and honesty. You are embraced for your strong love of country, your strong patriotism, your understanding that this corrupt political system on both sides, Democrats, Republicans, media, I'm throwing in all of the media, including Mark Levin. I mean, I've had it with Mark Levin. Glenn Beck, I used to be a faithful listener of Glenn Beck. He's lost his mind. He's gone fat crazy. I mean, all of them. And they're all showing their colors, because what has happened is we have finally had someone that came forward. And I said to Sean Hannity, first time I went on, bring Trump. And I get so tired. And then I'm going to let Josh introduce himself, and then we're going to go into a short break. But here's the thing. Trump is a self-made. Yes, he was given money by his father, but just because he's given money, you know, you don't become a success just based off of that. But when you look at the empire that he has built, the family that he has, the dedication, the wholesomeness of his children that have come forward and are campaigning with him, the fact that he is not bought by lobbyists, he is not, you know, he is his own man. He won't even take a salary. Everything that he stands for as far as securing the border, blowing the crap out of ISIS, the health care reform, the tax reform, bringing jobs back, making this country what it once was. Okay, so he can grandstand, so he says things that a lot of people are absolutely appalled by, but is that not what we need, is someone that can talk and speak from their heart with passion, without a teleprompter shoved in front of us, giving us the same rhetoric that has gotten us to where we are at today. We are a country so further divided than we've ever been. We now have a system. The establishment is running insane, threatening to make changes to this convention that they're hoping we all end up in. I'm going to tell you right now, if we end up in a convention, you might as well get... And if I have to stare at Hillary the water buffalo for 8 years, I am banning TV, politics, and the rest of it, because I won't take it, because I will end
up... We won't have a country anymore.
No, we won't. But I am honored, and I am so happy to have Josh Kermillion. Josh, I want you to introduce yourself, say a little bit, and then we're going to go into a break. Yeah. We're going to get into it because you've got a lot of your faithful listeners tuning in tonight, and we've got to get people understanding that that if we don't get involved and if we don't do this right in 2016, we will not only not have a country, we'll be like all the other countries that the Syrian refugees and all the rest of them are running from. Thank you and welcome, Josh.
Yes, so I'm down here in the southeast Texas area, you know, just right outside of Houston, and I'm with an organization called Students for Trump, and we get students involved all over the United States. We're in 40 states now, over 275 chapters nationwide, and a little over 5,300 students involved all over the country at different high schools and colleges and, you know, just different universities and cities. And we're just getting students, you know, plugged in and supporting Mr. Trump's campaign, you know, by going out doing phone calls and block walking and, you know, holding different watch party events and things like that, just to, you know, engage students in high school and college, just, you know, because so many students now just, they don't want to get involved in politics. And, you know, like I tell them all the time, this is our future. And, you know, you need to get involved because, you know, if it's our country's just going to continue to decline if we get another Democrat in the White House for 4 or 8 years.
Decline? We won't have, like you said, we won't have...
Yeah, we won't have a country.
And you know, after Hillary gets in for 8, here's the thing. Think about this, everybody listening. Think about this, all of us. We've already allowed one person to come in for 8 years with no documentation, no citizenship, record sealed. We bought in. We were sold the slickest sales presentation ever given with no vetting. We were just so excited and enamored to have somebody that came forward and said all the right things to a country that was disenfranchised with both parties and came in. And I say this all the time because I got into a little bit of a fight at work the other day. Gee, go figure. I slipped. I'm sorry, Josh. I wasn't wearing my duct tape. But here's the thing. We're in the same position now. We're fed up with both parties. But here's the biggest struggle. Now we're further splintered because now we have a leader. Now we have someone not bought. Now we have someone that has the kahunas to come in and get it done right. But everybody, I mean everybody, is against him with the worst 2 weeks he's had, and yet he still pulled 35% out of Wisconsin, and we've got Cruz running around like he is the savior beckoned by the God himself, by God himself. I mean, it doesn't get much more that crazy, but I'm going to tell you something. If Trump doesn't get it, it doesn't matter what Roger Stone is telling people to go out and write and everything else. This country will erupt all on its own, and we will never have a conservative in office again. I got to take a breath. Don, take it from here. Let's go into our first break and hit a couple of commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Excuse me. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit Trust Vets. Excuse me, I think I'm getting the Bella crud. TrustVets.com and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it. If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Patilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074. Finally, you don't find any better guys in a family-like team than with Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Polar Builders, Bella at 952-895-8100.
And we are back. Bella D'Angelo here, Josh Chameleon. And we've got a guest tonight also. We're going to bring him in here in a second. But I just, you know, I've been thinking about this all day long and trying to, as they say, we won't have a country anymore. You know, I want to understand. I want people to really think, what do you think this country, and what do you think your belief and your, I mean, America is America because of what the Founding Fathers based it on. And we, the people, have a responsibility to be involved in policing and being a part of this whole process. The reason that it has gotten to the point where it is because we checked out and we left it. But can you even imagine if we allowed this now out of control, far-reaching, maniacal government to continue to get away with what it's going to get away with if we don't stop it? I mean, can you imagine if we all just finally get so fed up and walk away that we do wake up and we are a third world country? We have to understand it's no longer to the point where, you know, back in the day, the Republicans got in 2 terms, then the Dems took it over 2 terms. Nothing that catastrophically damaging to the point where we are $21 trillion in debt. We've got the border so wide open that we've allowed ISIS to now operate in every state in the U.S. We have absolutely no respect. And this one almost gave me the big one today, Josh. I'm watching as Barry is on the big screen telling us that international leaders are calling him with concerns over Trump coming in. Oh, really, Barry? Is this the same long-legged Mac Daddy that showed it up in Cuba and nobody was there to even greet him? Is this the same one that handed everything to Iran and allowed our soldiers to cry and everybody's laughing in our face and we're supposed to believe that you're being called? Come on. I mean, it took all of my will to just get out of the house today and just say, just stop, leave it alone for a little bit. You just, as long as we have a little bit of hope, we have to hold it in our hand, and we have to spread it around. And as Krauthammer himself said today, Trump had the worst 2 weeks, yet he still pulled 35%. And we just have to keep fighting. And I'm so glad to have you guys. And we have got Don McGrath with us. Who you're, John? You're the head of Students for Trump, correct?
I am the state director. For Students for Trump in Texas. Not the national guy, but in terms of the Texas operations, that all pretty much goes through me, and Josh is one of my star players down there, and we're working really hard down here to turn the narrative around and make sure that we get Trump, not only the movement growing in Texas, but nationwide. And I will add, in Texas, Cruz got 56% of the people voting against him. Overall, he's not real popular with the folks. So we're definitely working to make sure Trump is our guy for sure.
There's a little bit of background noise or reverb. I don't know if I'm the only one hearing it. John, real quick, let me ask you something, because I know what made me get involved. And it was quite simply this. I walked around in Minneapolis, Minnesota, getting people, talking to people, and everybody said that I was an extremist, that I had radical views. When I explained to people that when Barry got into office, that he was going to fundamentally change this country, which he has, I explained to them that all of these agendas were going to completely shut down our economy. I explained that if we didn't get our heads wrapped around what was happening politically, that we would never have a conservative in office. And I said that if we didn't have someone that could turn this government into running like a business with accountability, that we would never be producers again. We would never have a GDP. We would simply lose all industry, which we've lost over half of our small to medium-sized businesses. You know, we have horrible trade agreements. I mean, I understood all this, and I'm not a college grad. I'm just a person. I'm a hardworking blue-collar girl that gets up every day that loves this country. And I wanted to do my part. That's what got me involved. When did you finally decide, you know what, I'm going to do something because I can't take this? And what was that moment?
Well, when the primary started, I was mostly with Scott Walker. And, you know, he ran a terrible campaign. His organization was awful. He was not ready for prime time. And Mr. Trump came through Dallas, Texas. He had 20,000 people filling up the Dallas Mavericks Arena, and I was there with all these people. They were so passionate about their country, and they were so just fed up with what was going on. And I said, you know what, I need to do something about it and get involved. And, you know, just started getting more active on Twitter and talking with people, going to events, spreading the word around. I got involved with Students for Trump and got hired as a state director in December. And we've really taken off. We've got a lot of chapters. We've got 15 employees working for us. And, you know, it's awesome to see students our age get involved. Not enough people are getting involved our age. And, you know, I'm just sick and tired of seeing what's going on in our country. And, you know, the whole Democrat idea that they can turn Texas blue, and the whole thing that they can put California-style liberalism in Texas, that's also a big thing for me, because the Republicans need to look to Texas on how to govern. Common sense, conservative ideals that make this country great are being ignored in D.C., and we need to change that. And, you know, this is my future. I don't plan on living anywhere else in this country except the United States, and we need to do the best we can to make sure it's prosperous for everyone. Absolutely. So.
Amen. Well, you're just lucky you haven't been hanging out with me. I can't even tell you how many times in the oil field I went blowing into one of my company man's shack and explained of my latest, greatest idea of how to escape the madness, whether I was going to, I was headed to Russia at one point. I was headed to Iceland at one point. I was headed to Belize.
Wow.
I've been ready, but they always slowed me down by reminding me I didn't speak their language. It was a lot further to travel than just going to another drilling rig. And when you get tired and pissed off and fed up, you just want to leave and run. And that's a big, long move to make. So why don't you just settle your feet? But in the end of the day, guys, I love this country, and I believe that with a leader in office that would surround himself with the right people to make the right decisions, we can turn this country around, and we have got to keep the faith, because we cannot let the commies win, and the commie bastards right now are doing a pretty good job of convincing us of whole numbers that are not correct. They're doing everything under their power to undermine this, including threatening bringing in someone that has not run, someone that has not debated. I mean, Paul Ryan, well, you know what? If that's what you do to us, and if that is what happens to this country, well, I guess they better understand RNC will cease to exist because we will not back them, and all of Trump's supporters, this was suggested to me earlier today, why doesn't Trump just run independent? We know all of his followers will go with him. We will support him because there isn't anything that he does. The more that they throw at him, the more that they try to take him down, it just pushes his numbers higher, does it not, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, we just actually his numbers just keep going up. And I don't think, I personally don't think the RNC is going to throw, I hope they don't throw any loops or anything like that, you know, and throw someone else in. Because I hope they wake up and realize that the party needs to unite, you know, especially if Trump gets the nomination and get behind him, because if they don't, that's just, we're handing the election over to Hillary. And like we were talking about earlier, you know, that's another Democrat for 4 to 8 years, and we wouldn't have a country anymore.
Well,
guys, we've got to take another quick break. Don, go ahead. Let's take a few commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com. to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Excuse me. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit Trust Vets. Excuse me, I think I'm getting the Bella crud. TrustVets.com and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it. If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074. Finally, you don't find any better guys in a family-like team than with Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified polar builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Polar Builders, Bella at 952-895-8100.
And we are back, Bella D'Angelo here with Josh Chameleon and John McGrath with Students for Trump. If you'd like to call in and join us on air tonight, the number is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. Okay, guys, let's get to the results from last night. What is it going to take for Donald J. Trump to get the nomination? I've heard so many things across the board, whether he can, he can't, it's going to end up in convention. But first of all, what were you, let's start, Josh, you know, as I sat there watching the results, I really had a hard time believing the spread was so far. But when we talked prior to the show and realizing you know, Scott Walker's endorsement was pretty powerful for Cruz. All of the talk radio shows just bashed the living life out of Trump. It was, I guess, I mean, as much as I thought that there was quite a bit of voter fraud, but it was probably a pretty tough state for him. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, seeing the poll numbers before the primary took place, he was only, you know, some of the polls showed him actually, you know, they're kind of all over the place, but I'd say they were in a range. You know, he was down by, you know, 5 to 10 points. But no, I was shocked to see when what the numbers were like, what he had ended up with 48, or Cruz ended up with 48%, and Trump had 40 or 35. And I was just, yeah, I was kind of shocked to see that the gap was that, you know, that wide. I figured it would be, you know, a bit of a closer race, in my opinion.
Sean, what do you think?
Well, there were reports of voter machines switching votes from Trump to Cruz, and that could have had an impact, for sure. You know, the last poll showing Trump ahead with 10 points the day before the primary gave us a little bit of hope, but the political machine up in Wisconsin, on the Republican side at least, run by Scott Walker, they definitely had some kind of influence on what was going on. Trump did walk away with 30 delegates, so, no, excuse me, that's on the Democrat side, but Trump did walk away with a substantial number of delegates. Cruz did get almost half the votes, and you know what? That's the last state Cruz has a chance of winning. You know, we're going to go to Pennsylvania and New York. We're going to Maryland, Delaware. That's a substantial number of delegates. New York is going to be 95 delegates, and Trump is expected to win at least 80. And that'll be the end. I mean, Trump is ahead 25, 30 points over John Kasich, and Kasich is another 10 points ahead of Cruz. So Trump in the Northeast will be extremely strong, and I will likely run the table in the Northeast from here on out. I don't see Cruz logically winning any more states. Kasich obviously is, I don't know why he's still running, but the game is over at this point for Cruz, in my opinion. There's no way he's going to win any of these states. He might have a chance of winning Pennsylvania, but that's a 1 in 10 possibility. But this is Trump country moving forward. So the results of Wisconsin were definitely disappointing. It set the race back for Trump, but it's not the end, and we still have plenty of ways to go to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, and I was looking at, you know, different sites today, just looking at, you know, the predictions for the different states and the amount of delegates are available. And, you know, I saw different places where they were saying that Trump may come out just short of the 1237 needed. He may come out, you know, around 11, I think it was like 1195 delegates. And, you know, Cruz would be, you know, they were saying if that happens, Cruz would be around 725 to 750. I mean, it's like at that point, you know, he needs almost, you know, 600 more delegates in order to, you know, win the, or get the nomination. And that's just, you know, in my opinion, it's not logic. It's not mathematically possible, you know, if you look at it that way. So I think I'm hoping if Trump gets, you know, I'm hoping he gets 1237, you know, during the primaries, but if he doesn't, you know, I really hope that, you know, they realize how the RNC, you know, realizes how close he is to the number, to the 1237 number, and that, you know, majority of the people, he has millions of votes more than any other of the candidates, and that, you know, they'll give him the nomination because majority of the people have voted for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, if he doesn't get to the number, I mean, I believe that the RNC will fight till the bitter end, do whatever that they can to keep Trump from getting the nomination, including switching the rules, which they have already threatened that they'll switch the rules at the convention, for the convention.
Yeah, well, like I heard today that, you know, I was reading something that Newt Gingrich said. He was saying that in 2012, the rules were whoever gets, you know, majority of the delegates and majority of the vote is the one who gets the nomination. And now for 2016, they're trying, you know, the RNC is trying to change the rules regarding that. So there's no telling, you know, what they'll try to come up with and, you know, how they'll try to stop Trump. Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
It's disappointing to see how they're treating the will of the people. I mean, it's really irritating to the average person, to people who support their candidate. And depending on how close he gets to the nomination, there is absolutely no way he's not going to be the front runner going into the convention. And to just go around what millions of people have said will absolutely destroy our party. There will be, if they try to mess this up, the RNC, if they try to mess this up, there will not be another Republican in the White House, I would say ever. At least in my lifetime, there would never be. And at that point, the country's gone. We'll be done. We're no better than a socialist country on the way down. And it's sad. Really disappointing for me to see that.
One of my favorite company men was texting me before he came on the show, and I was telling him how fed up that I was, and he said, well, if it falls apart, then you don't give up, but you're there to pick up the pieces and rebuild afterwards. The fear that I have is that by the time that happens, how much further divided and how much more strength will the Black Lives Matters, all the racial divide, the terrorists that are in this country. I mean, at some point it becomes so insurmountable. I mean, we've got a country that has morally declined. I mean, we've got a collapse very far-reaching, and that's why I sit here and I watch this thing, and I just think, you know, and what really aggravates me, guys, is I don't understand a couple of things. Why do people perceive Cruz as non-establishment? Look at his connections, his wife, you know, the New World Order, the TPP trade agreement. I mean, he's for immigration, all the backers that he has. And the other thing that I don't understand, if Cruz and Trump being the two that are the front runners on the side, then the other spin is, why can't they work together to defeat Hillary? What is Cruz's? So follow this exponentially. If Cruz isn't an insurgent, then what is he really doing behind the scenes with the establishment? Because if he was in this for the country and to truly stop Hillary and to truly turn this country around, wouldn't he see the surge in voting numbers that Trump is bringing and saying, why don't we put all of our efforts towards stopping Hillary, which only further cements, you know, he is establishment, but why people can't see that? And then the most terrifying thing is...
I don't know why people think he's not establishment. I mean, he clearly is. He's, you know, I saw a list yesterday of companies that, you know, he's received money from, and some of them, like, gave him, you know, $700,000, $400,000, $300,000. I mean, you name it. There's just a list of 100-plus companies in the exact amount that they have given him. And he's being paid by these lobbyists and big donors and special interests to, you know, just, they want him to, you know, they give him an agenda of things to do and things to say. And, you know, that's just, they're just in it for themselves when it comes down to that, when they're being paid by these people. They're not in it for, Cruz isn't doing this because he wants to benefit the country. He's doing it, you know, so he'll make his team of, you know, big donors and special interests proud when it comes down to it.
And here's the most simplest answer how Cruz has the followers that he does. He keeps hammering on the Constitution. He keeps telling the story of his humble beginnings. Who does that sound like? he keeps talking about, and I'm sorry, but wasn't Barry constitutional attorney, lawyer? Wasn't that what got him the high praise? Who does that sound like? Cruz, you know, talks about memorizing the Constitution at 14 years old. Well, I can't give that one to Barry because Barry wasn't memorizing anything other than practicing rolling his little sticks of weed. But, I mean, come on. Let's just, I just, people have got to look and take this with seriousness and realize you can talk about the Constitution all day long, but the Constitution isn't what is going to get this job done in November. What's going to take getting the job done in November is you have to have the backing and support of the people. You have to have the balls. You have to have the kahunas. You have to have the business experience. What is the one thing that people complained about forever about Barry and the rest of those in government? They'd never spent a day in the business sector. Now, all of you that are listening, that are looking for your future and looking to build what the American dream and the American spirit is based on, it is based on leaving the next generation better off than your generation. And that is based on the American dream, the American spirit, entrepreneurialism, and capitalism. Well, the government right now is the biggest job creator and corporation in this country. They produce nothing but jobs. And there isn't one person that knows how to create a business, employ people, or run a business that is running other than Donald J. Trump. And I don't care what Cruz has to say, you do not create jobs through the government. You create the jobs by knowing how to run a business, which is what Donald J. Trump knows how to do. And that's what we always screamed about with Barry. I mean, you can't, that's like, where, I gave this example. What if somebody asked me to, like, be a brain surgeon? I mean, I've never performed surgery on anyone. I could recant it from a book that I studied, which is exactly what all these, excuse me, I gotta say, jackasses have been doing. They've got their spiel. They've got their speech. They know how to convince us, connive us, make us believe. But guess what? We're not believing anymore. And we are a country fed up and tired, and we are ready. We are ready for this country to be the country that it once was, where we woke up and we had hopes, we had dreams, we had beliefs in building a future for our generation. But I gotta say, we are tired, we are wore down, and we will stand up, and you will hear, I mean, this place, I can't even imagine what is going to take place if he doesn't get the nomination. And I've gotta at least take a breath, because we gotta get into our next segment. Don, let's take one more break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straight forward conservative good old boy who can also rant with the about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that, again, is Aaron at 952-856-6074. Finally, you don't find any better guys in a family-like team than with Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline-certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Polar Builders, Bella at 952-895-8100. I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com. TexasOperations.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Excuse me. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit Trust Vets. Excuse me, I think I'm getting the bella crud. TrustVets.com and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
Welcome back. Bella D'Angelo here with Josh Vermillion and John McGrath with Students for Trump. So in this last segment, and guys, this is flown by so quickly, but here's the thing. You know, if you there's a couple of things that make for your life and your well-being and the whole reason that we all get up and go out and get after it every day. And, you know, if we don't have a job and security and faith, what do we have? And when I left Minneapolis, I left for a simple reason. I was scared to death I wasn't going to have a job. I was scared to death because I knew what was coming with Obamacare and all the rest of the things that were going to destroy this economy. And I actually willingly, on my own, went to the oil field as a single woman because I wanted a job. At least I knew I could work. Where are we going to go when we don't have, when we continue losing jobs here? We certainly can't go to another country that is just as bad, if not worse off than us. And so what is going to happen to our future? And when you look at the reason, we were going to get into this, but the reason that it is so detrimental to continue to have open borders, I give you this plain and simple analogy, and this is what I said on Sean Hannity's show the first time that I came on. We already have so many illegal immigrants in this country. When the cost of doing business continues to rise beyond the ability for companies to hit their bottom line, they will then take those illegal immigrants and put those people into the positions of the people making the good skilled wages. Because, say, 15 or say 12 to 20 bucks an hour, because they're going to have to put someone in that will work for $8 an hour, otherwise they won't hit their bottom line. Well, how would you like to be fighting for your job that you're making a good wage for $8 an hour? Because that is what is coming to this country. And Josh, you know, we can't survive on $8 an hour. I mean, $8 an hour hooks you back up to the system. Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, companies can't even afford that. And I know that, I mean, without jobs, hope, and prosperity, I mean, you guys are sitting there going, really? What hope is there for us? Josh, go ahead and take it.
Yeah. So, my point on that is that I'll be going off to college, you know, later this year in the fall. And, you know, a lot of my friends that are in college now that will be graduating soon, you know, they're, you know, the ones that have graduated or have been looking for jobs, and they just, you know, some of them have had a struggle, you know, spending months upon months looking for one. And, you know, some have found some and some haven't. And that's the thing with all these big companies, you know, that Trump talks about all the time, moving overseas. You know, they're sending thousands upon thousands of jobs to Mexico and Europe and Japan and China. I mean, you name it. And so that's like, if we keep that up, you know, students getting out of college aren't going to be able to find jobs or anything like that. And it's just, you know, it's scary, you know, especially like for students that are John and I's age, you know, about to go off to college. And because when we graduate, we want to know that, you know, there's a surplus of jobs available for us, you know, that relate to what we went to college and studied for.
It's left.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough to see my friends going into college, graduating, and they're going back home to live with their parents because they can't find a job. They're going to have to work at a gas station or God forbid, go work at McDonald's with a college degree. It is absolutely the worst thing I've seen with not only people my age, but people, say, 5, 6, 7 years older than me that have a college education, have a degree that isn't in some kind of feminist dance, just some don't have a college degree that's in something that, you know, in art. They have a degree in business management or finance or economics. They have degrees that will help set them up for the future, but there is no future in the job market for them. And it is so sad to see that in this country. 30 years ago, someone who would graduate college would have 3, 4, 5 job offers waiting for them before they even got their diploma. And it's the policies of both Republican and Democrat presidents alike that have destroyed our country with trade pacts and agreements that are so long people don't want to read them, and or they're just so confidential that no one knows what's in them, such as TPP and the Obama trade. No one knows what's in that. No one's read it. But you know what? He's the president, so they're just going to do whatever he says, and that hurts us in the long run. As we've seen.
Hey guys, I got to jump in here. We've actually made it to the end of the show. I want to thank Josh Chameleon and John McGrath. I promise you, next time the show will be a lot more funnier. I got to admit, last night took a little bit of wind out of my sails because I can't even imagine where this country is going to be, what it's going to look like, how it's going to act, how it's going to operate, the disparity, the loss of this once great country if we don't get it right in 2016, because we've got to turn this country around or we will be forever chained to the machine. And with this being said, guys, thank you so much. Josh is going to be a regular on the show. All of the listeners that have tuned in tonight, I promise you I will make you laugh until you can't stand it next show, as well as Josh and the rest of you guys. Coming on, this is your show because this is the voice of those that cannot be heard. And with this being said, I got to say goodnight, God bless America, and ciao for now.